Joining us now on the Long Lunch is CEO of New South Wales Rugby and the New South Wales Waratahs, Paul Dawn. Paul, the draw is out. Very exciting.
100%, Nick. Yeah, we're really looking forward to sort of pushing on with the momentum we gathered at the back end of last year at Leichhardt into the brand new Allianz Stadium.
Yeah, I just want to touch on that before we move into the new draw, what the Waratahs were able to do on and off the field to sort of get the rugby fans back in with some really good performances. Everyone must be real buoyant to get the next season underway.
Yeah, 100%. I think, coming off a really ordinary 2021, 2022 for us was a much improved season. I think we finished sixth all up. But I think for us, the best bit was just seeing the crowd getting behind us, the fans from across New South Wales, turning up to matches, sort of engaging on the socials, good broadcast numbers, and ultimately the team, actually putting in really good performances. So we're looking to lift again for this coming year.
That's what it comes down to, doesn't it, really? If your team's performing on the field, you can have all the great strategies off the field for fan engagement and bringing people into the game. But the team being able to perform well on the field obviously helped a lot.
Oh, for sure. I think... Look, you can have the best food and beverage packages all you like, but if your team's not performing and they're not actually, what we describe as being tough in our case, people get turned off pretty quickly. So I think we, under the coaching of Darren Coleman last year, really had a really entertaining brand of footy. There was a lot of running. It was a lot of really aggressive sort of tackling. There was, an attractive brand of football on the field, and people voted with their feet, and the crowds got bigger and bigger as the year went on.
You have to be excited. You saw what it looked like, and people talking about voting with their feet. They voted with their feet to go to the opening few games at Allianz for the rugby league. You must be super excited for what the season can hold there for the Waratahs at Allianz.
Yeah, we've been really wrapped. I mean, we've taken a couple of players along to whether it was the Wallabies game, I should say, or a couple of those league semi-finals in the last or the first game, the Roosters Rabbitohs games, and they were wrapped with the crowd atmosphere, the noise, the atmosphere. It was just they were blown away. So the players themselves are really excited. But we've just launched our membership packages for next year, and again, people are voting with their feet. The numbers are really strong, much better than the last 2 years, which is probably not surprising given COVID, but we're getting lots of positivity about the stadium and our season ahead. So, yeah, bring it on.
50-50 split there, you think, with the on-field plus the brand-new stadium. I think, and you talk food and beverage packages, they look to be pretty schmick at Allianz, the food and the beverage.
Yeah, that's one of the beauties of my job, I guess. I describe myself as quality control, I suppose. So getting out there and actually having a taste and a bit of a sip from here and there. I think it's ultimately the fans out there actually want to come and watch a good game of footy. They were buoyed by what they saw last year, and we've had some good signings over the last couple of months, and our core squad is looking pretty impressive for next year. So if you go through from sort of the number one prop through to 15, I think we've nearly got either a Wallaby, a person that's representing Australia A, or an under-20s rising star in each of those positions. So we're looking good for next year. Don't want to put ourselves under too much pressure, but I think the fans can be excited with what they're seeing, and certainly the players themselves are really wrapped.
Talk to us about those new signings as Waratahs fans out there that are listening in this afternoon. Who should they be excited about seeing pulling on the blue jersey this year?
Look, I think mostly, we're all interested to see how Hoops goes with his comeback. So it's always nice having Michael there, but all of those guys that are in the Wallaby squad, whether it's the young Angus Bells, the Jed Holloways that are making their mark, through to the guys that are coming back like Ned Hannigan. But so they've been in the squad for a while, but we've got Kirtley now that's come back. Tolu Latu's coming in, really provides us with that aggressive sort of stance as well to support Dave Parecki. So, so two international level players there. Gosh, we've got big Nemani Ndolo that's coming back from Leicester. He's an enormously sort of did play for New South Wales, but Fijian winger, that is just going to be an excitement machine on the wing. So, if you've got a 130 kg prop running at you on the wing, a 130 kg winger coming at you, I think the fans will be on their feet more often than not, which, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, no, thanks. The opposition wingers might be in the grandstands with the fans, hopefully, if the 130-kilo winger is heading at them. As we said, the draw's out. If we're circling some games to head to Allianz, we want the Waratahs fans to get their memberships and get to every game. But if you can't do that, get your membership anyway. But if you're circling some games at Allianz to get to for the Waratahs, which ones are these?
Oh, look, I think our opening game, which is probably going to be one of the biggest games of the year, which is our local derby against the Brumbies. That'll be the first rugby, Super Rugby match in Australia for the year. That's the Friday, the 24th of February. It's a big one for us. The following week, all the games are played down in Melbourne for what's called the Super Round. So, again, pencil those two dates in your diary. And then throughout the rest of the year, gosh, there's just going to be so many games. We're playing... who are we playing? Chiefs at home. We're playing Highlanders at home. So get on the website, newsouthwales.rugby, or just the Waratahs, and check out the draw. And, yeah, book your seat. Can't wait to see you at the ground.
It is going to be a wonderful thing there. I think everyone saw, again... I don't want to talk too much rugby league for the rugby union people, but what Allianz Stadium was able to provide in terms of atmosphere. You mentioned it earlier in our chat that what the atmosphere was like at Leichhardt and watching some of those games. I think, as you said, the rugby crowd, you know, voted with their feet and they got behind this side. And if the atmosphere can be replicated from Leichhardt, bring it to this brand new stadium, it's going to be you know, back to the glory days of the Waratahs and going to the footy again.
Yeah, oh, look, I think the noise was unbelievable, Nick, at those first couple of games. It's the sort of noise I'm hoping the Para fans bring to Acorn Stadium this weekend for the GF. But enough of the league. We're excited about the sort of atmosphere we can create next year. Just pre-game entertainment, post-game entertainment, seeing if the bars can stay open for a bit earlier than they normally do or a bit longer than they normally do. We're working with the stadium itself around creating party zones. There's great spots for families, there's corporates, there's just it's a stadium that's got something for everyone.
There's one thing that, and it's probably, it's the global, the rugby sevens game, the party atmosphere. Are there some things there that you've seen or heard about from the sevens that you might want to, you know, bring that atmosphere to the Super Rugby games and the Waratahs?
Well, I guess the sevens are quite well known for that sort of party atmosphere, but they're there for, you know, you're there for the best part of the day and the night.
Yep.
So for us, we're trying to replicate what was really successful for us this year around the Leichhardt Hill. So we're working with the venue at the moment to see if we can do what they do in the football world, as in soccer, and to have the seats taken out at the Northern Hill, the Paddington end,
yep.
And having that at what was what we describe as a stand-up area where, you know, people can engage with each other, sort of a bit of more banter, a bit of a party zone in that space, good access to bars, easy access to foods, and then being able for us to be able to bump in some entertainment afterwards as well to sort of create that real social atmosphere that the rugby was famous for back in, you know, a decade or so ago. So we're trying to take best of the modern technology and apply that to what worked in the past. And, yeah, I think we're really excited about it.
Paul, thanks for joining us this afternoon on The Long Lunch. Everything at New South Wales Rugby and the Waratahs seems to be heading in the right direction. As you said, the draw is out. Memberships are available. Corporate packages. Get yourself over to waratahs.com. Find out how you can sign up for a membership. Get some corporate packages because Allianz Stadium is going to be sensational for the Super Rugby season this year. Paul, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Rugby League Grand Final weekend. And by the sounds of it, you're a Para fan.
100% go para. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate your time.
No worries. Paul Dawn, CEO of New South Wales Rugby and the New South Wales Waratahs.